The Power of a Praying Woman by Stormy O'Martian. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Power of a Praying Woman by Stormy O'Martian is an inspirational book that encourages women to pray for their husbands, children, friends, and themselves. The author believes that prayer can be used as a powerful tool to bring about positive change in our lives. She provides practical advice on how to use prayer effectively and offers examples from her own life. The book begins with the importance of having faith in God's power and promises. It then moves into specific areas where we can apply this faith through prayer: marriage, parenting, friendships, work relationships, finances, and health issues. For each area, she gives detailed instructions on how to pray specifically for those situations. She also includes stories from her own life which illustrate the power of prayer. O'Martian emphasizes the need for patience when praying. It may take time before we see results, but if we remain faithful in our prayers, they will eventually be answered according to God's perfect timing. Throughout the book, she encourages readers not only to pray but also to trust God completely with all aspects of their lives. In addition to providing guidance on how best to use prayer as a tool for personal growth and transformation, O'Martian also shares inspiring stories from other women who have experienced miraculous changes after turning their worries over into prayers. Overall, The Power of a Praying Woman is an uplifting read that will help readers develop stronger relationships with God while learning how effective prayer can be in bringing about positive change in their lives. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Pray for yourself. Praying for yourself is an important part of being a praying woman. It helps to build a strong relationship with God and to be able to trust Him in all areas of life. Main idea number 2. Pray for your husband. Praying for your husband is a way to show your love and support for him. It can help to strengthen your marriage and bring peace and joy to your relationship. Main idea number 3. Pray for your children. Praying for your children is a way to show your love and care for them. It can help to protect them from harm and to guide them in their life decisions. Main idea number 4. Pray for your home. Praying for your home is a way to create a safe and peaceful environment for your family. It can help to bring unity and joy to your home. Main idea number 5. Pray for your church. Praying for your church is a way to show your support and commitment to the church. It can help to bring spiritual growth and renewal to the church. Main idea number 6. Pray for your community. Praying for your community is a way to show your love and care for those around you. It can help to bring peace and unity to the community. Main idea number 7. Pray for your nation. Praying for your nation is a way to show your patriotism and commitment to the nation. It can help to bring justice and freedom to the nation. Main idea number 8. Pray for the world. Praying for the world is a way to show your love and care for all people. It can help to bring peace and understanding to the world. Main idea number 9. Pray for your enemies. Praying for your enemies is a way to show your love and compassion for them. It can help to bring reconciliation and forgiveness to the relationship. Main idea number 10. Pray for your friends. Praying for your friends is a way to show your love and support for them. It can help to bring joy and comfort to the friendship. Main idea number 11. Pray for your finances. Praying for your finances is a way to show your trust in God to provide for your needs. It can help to bring financial stability and abundance to your life. Main idea number 12. Pray for your health. Praying for your health is a way to show your trust in God to heal and restore your body. It can help to bring physical and emotional healing to your life. Main idea number 13. Pray for your work. Praying for your work is a way to show your trust in God to provide you with meaningful work. It can help to bring success and satisfaction to your job. Main idea number 14. Pray for your future. Praying for your future is a way to show your trust in God to provide you with a bright future. It can help to bring hope and guidance to your life. Main idea number 15. Pray for your dreams. Praying for your dreams is a way to show your trust in God to help you achieve your goals. It can help to bring clarity and direction to your life. Main idea number 16. Pray for your relationships. Praying for your relationships is a way to show your love and care for those around you. It can help to bring peace and understanding to the relationships. Main idea number 17. Pray for your spiritual growth. Praying for your spiritual growth is a way to show your commitment to God. It can help to bring spiritual renewal and transformation to your life. Main idea number 18. Pray for your ministry. Praying for your ministry is a way to show your commitment to serving God. It can help to bring success and fulfillment to your ministry. Main idea number 19. Pray for your gifts and talents. Praying for your gifts and talents is a way to show your trust in God to use them for His glory. It can help to bring purpose and direction to your life. Main idea number 20. Pray for your legacy. Praying for your legacy is a way to show your trust in God to use your life to make a lasting impact. It can help to bring joy and fulfillment to your life. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Praying for yourself is an important part of being a praying woman. It helps to build a strong relationship with God and to be able to trust Him in all areas of life. When you pray for yourself, it allows you to open up your heart and soul to the Lord, allowing Him into every area of your life. You can ask God for guidance, strength, courage, peace, and comfort, as well as forgiveness when needed. When we pray for ourselves, we are also asking God's protection over our lives. We can ask Him to keep us safe from harm or danger that may come our way. Praying for ourselves also gives us the opportunity to thank God for His blessings in our lives and express gratitude towards Him. Praying regularly will help strengthen your faith in the Lord and give you hope during difficult times. Asking God's help through prayer will bring clarity on how best to handle situations that arise throughout each day. Pray without ceasing so that you can stay connected with the Lord at all times. Main idea number 2. Praying for your husband is a powerful way to show your love and support. It can help to bring peace, joy, and strength into your marriage. When you pray for him, it helps to remind him that he is loved and appreciated by you. Praying also gives you the opportunity to ask God for guidance in how best to support your husband in his life journey. When praying for your husband, focus on specific areas of his life, such as his work or relationships with family members. Ask God to give him wisdom when making decisions and courage when facing difficult situations. Pray that he will be surrounded by people who will encourage and uplift him throughout his day-to-day activities. Finally, remember that prayer isn't just about asking God for something, it's also about listening. Take time each day to listen quietly so that you can hear what God has been saying through His Word or other sources of inspiration. Main idea number 3. Praying for your children is an important part of parenting. It can help to provide them with the spiritual guidance and protection they need in life. When you pray for your children, it shows that you care about their well-being and want the best for them. You can pray for their physical health, mental well-being, emotional stability, academic success, relationships with others, and more. When praying for your children, ask God to give them wisdom and discernment so that they make wise decisions in life. Pray that He will protect them from harm and lead them away from temptation or danger. Ask Him to fill their hearts with love and compassion so that they treat others kindly. You can also pray specifically about any challenges or struggles your child may be facing at school or home. Ask God to give him, her strength during difficult times as well as courage when faced with tough choices. Finally, thank God for all the blessings He has given your family, including each of your children, and ask Him to continue blessing them throughout their lives. Main idea number 4. Praying for your home is a powerful way to create an atmosphere of peace and unity. It can help to bring joy and harmony into the lives of those who live there. When you pray for your home, you are asking God to bless it with His presence, protection, and guidance. You can pray that God will fill your home with love, kindness, patience, understanding, forgiveness, and compassion. Pray that He will protect it from any harm or danger. Ask Him to provide all the resources needed for each family member's physical needs as well as their spiritual growth. When praying for your home, also ask God to give wisdom in decision-making so that everyone living there may be blessed by His grace. Pray that He will use every situation in life, both good and bad, as an opportunity for growth. Finally, thank God for all the blessings He has already given you in this place called home. Main idea number 5. Praying for your church is an important way to show your commitment and support. It can help bring spiritual growth and renewal to the church, as well as provide a sense of unity among its members. When we pray for our churches, we are asking God to bless them with His presence and guidance. We ask Him to give us wisdom in how best to serve our congregations, and that He would use us all in whatever ways He sees fit. We also pray that God will protect our churches from any harm or danger, both physical and spiritual. We ask Him to keep us safe from those who may wish us ill will or seek to do us harm. And we thank Him for the blessings He has already bestowed upon our churches. Finally, when praying for our churches, it's important not only to focus on what we want God's will be done, but also on what kind of people we should strive towards being within the church community, humble servants of Christ who love one another deeply and work together faithfully. Main idea number 6. Praying for your community is a powerful way to show your love and care for those around you. It can help bring peace, unity, and hope to the people in your area. When we pray for our communities, we are asking God to bless them with His presence and protection. We are also praying that He will provide guidance and direction so that everyone can live in harmony. When we pray for our communities, it helps us become more aware of the needs of others. We may be able to identify areas where there is poverty or injustice that need attention. Praying gives us an opportunity to ask God how we can best serve those who are struggling or suffering in any way. Prayer also allows us to express gratitude for all the blessings our community has received from God's hand. Asking Him to continue blessing our community with health, safety, prosperity, and joy brings a sense of peace knowing that He hears our prayers. Finally, when we pray together as a community, it strengthens relationships between neighbors by creating an atmosphere of trust and understanding among each other. This creates an environment where people feel safe enough to share their struggles openly without fear of judgment or criticism. Main idea number 7. Praying for your nation is an important way to show your patriotism and commitment to the cause of justice and freedom. It can be a powerful tool in helping to bring about positive change in the nation, as well as providing comfort and hope during difficult times. When we pray for our nation, we are asking God to intervene on behalf of those who are suffering or oppressed, that He would bring healing and restoration where it is needed. We can also pray for our leaders, that they would have wisdom and discernment when making decisions that affect the entire country. We can ask God to give them courage and strength so they may lead with integrity. Praying for our nation helps us remember how blessed we are to live in such a great place. When praying for our nation, it's important not only to focus on what needs improvement but also on what is already good about it. We should thank God for all the blessings He has bestowed upon us, for peace, prosperity, safety from harm, and ask Him to continue His protection over us. Main idea number 8. Praying for the world is a powerful way to show your love and care for all people. It can help bring peace, understanding, and hope to our global community. When we pray for the world, we are asking God to intervene in situations of injustice or suffering. We are also expressing our faith that He will answer us with His grace and mercy. When praying for the world, it's important to remember that God loves each person equally regardless of their race, religion, gender identity, or any other factor. Praying for those who may not share your beliefs can be especially meaningful as it shows you have an open heart towards them despite differences in opinion. We should also remember that prayer isn't just about asking God to fix things, it's also about listening and being still before Him so we can hear what He has to say. Asking questions like, "What do you want me to do? How can I make a difference? What does your perfect plan look like?" allows us to gain insight into how we might best serve others. Finally, when praying for the world, don't forget yourself. Ask God how you too can be part of His plan by living out His love in your own life every day. Main idea number 9. Praying for your enemies is a powerful way to show love and compassion. It can help to bring healing and reconciliation to the relationship, even if it seems impossible. When we pray for our enemies, we are asking God to bless them with His grace and mercy. We are also asking Him to give us strength and courage in dealing with difficult people or situations. When praying for our enemies, it's important that we don't focus on their faults or shortcomings but instead ask God to fill them with His peace, joy, and love. We should also be willing to forgive those who have wronged us so that we can move forward in life without bitterness or resentment. Prayer has the power to transform relationships by bringing understanding between two parties. Praying for your enemies will not only benefit you but will also benefit them as well. Asking God for guidance in how best to handle difficult people or situations is an act of faith that He will answer our prayers. Main idea number 10. Praying for your friends is a powerful way to show them that you care. It can help bring peace and joy into the friendship, as well as provide comfort in times of difficulty. When we pray for our friends, we are asking God to bless them with His love and protection. We can ask Him to give them strength when they are struggling, courage when they feel afraid, and wisdom when making decisions. We can also pray for our friends' physical health and emotional well-being. Praying for their relationships, with family members, co-workers, or classmates, can be especially meaningful. Asking God to guide their paths will help ensure that they make wise choices in life. When praying for our friends, it's important to remember that God knows what is best for each person better than anyone else does. He loves us all unconditionally and wants only good things for us. So even if the outcome isn't what we had hoped or expected, trusting in His plan will always lead us down the right path. Main idea number 11. Praying for your finances is a powerful way to show your faith in God and trust that He will provide for all of your needs. When you pray, it can help bring financial stability and abundance into your life. It's important to remember that God knows what is best for us, so when we ask Him to bless our finances, we are asking Him to give us the resources necessary to live a healthy and prosperous life. When praying about money matters, it's important to be specific with what you're asking for. Ask God for guidance on how you should manage your finances and make wise decisions with them. Pray that He would open up opportunities where you can increase or save money. Also ask Him to protect you from any financial hardship or temptation. Finally, thank God in advance for providing everything that you need financially. Acknowledge His goodness by expressing gratitude even before receiving the blessing of financial security. Main idea number 12. Praying for your health is a powerful way to show your faith in God's ability to heal and restore you. It can be an act of surrender, trusting that whatever the outcome may be, it will ultimately bring physical and emotional healing into your life. When praying for health, focus on specific areas of concern or illness. Ask God to provide strength and courage during difficult times. Pray for wisdom as you make decisions about treatments or lifestyle changes that could improve your overall well-being. You can also pray for those who are suffering from similar illnesses or conditions. Asking God to give them comfort and peace can help lift their spirits while providing hope in the midst of adversity. Finally, don't forget to thank God for all the blessings He has already given you, for His love, mercy, grace, protection, and provision throughout your life. Main idea number 13. Praying for your work is a powerful way to show your faith in God and trust that He will provide you with meaningful work. It can help bring success, satisfaction, and joy to your job. When we pray for our work, it helps us stay focused on the task at hand and reminds us of why we are doing what we do. We can ask God to give us strength when things get tough or guidance when we feel lost. We can also thank Him for the opportunities He has given us and ask Him to bless our efforts so that they may be fruitful. Praying for our work allows us to put aside any worries or anxieties about how things will turn out. Instead, it gives us peace knowing that whatever happens, God is in control. When praying for our work, it's important not only to focus on ourselves but also those around us who are involved in the same tasks as well. We should pray that everyone involved would have wisdom and understanding as they go about their duties each day. Main idea number 14. Praying for your future is a powerful way to express faith in God's plan and provision. It can help you to focus on the positive aspects of life, rather than worrying about what may or may not happen. When we pray for our future, we are asking God to guide us and give us strength as we move forward. We are also expressing our trust that He will provide all that we need. When praying for your future, it is important to be specific in your requests. Ask God for guidance in making decisions and ask Him to open doors of opportunity when they present themselves. Pray that He will protect you from harm and lead you down paths of righteousness. Pray that He will bless you with wisdom so that you can make wise choices. Finally, remember to thank God for His goodness and mercy throughout your journey ahead. Acknowledge His presence in every aspect of life and thank Him for the blessings He has already bestowed upon you. Main idea number 15. Praying for your dreams is a powerful way to show your faith in God and His ability to help you reach the goals that you have set for yourself. It can be an act of surrender, allowing God to take control and guide you on the path He has chosen for you. When we pray for our dreams, it helps us focus on what matters most and gives us clarity about how best to pursue them. When we pray for our dreams, it also serves as a reminder that no matter how hard we work or how much effort we put into achieving something, ultimately it is up to God whether or not those dreams come true. We must trust Him with all of our heart and believe that He will provide us with the strength and guidance necessary to make those dreams a reality. Finally, praying for your dreams can bring peace of mind knowing that whatever happens in life, God is always there watching over us. No matter what obstacles may arise along the way, He will never leave our side if we keep Him close in prayer. Main idea number 16. Praying for your relationships is a powerful way to show love and care for those around you. It can help bring peace, understanding, and harmony into the relationship. When we pray for our relationships, it helps us to focus on what matters most, the people involved in them. We can ask God to give us wisdom and insight into how best to nurture these relationships. We can also use prayer as an opportunity to express our gratitude for the people in our lives who have made a positive impact on us. Praying for others allows us to recognize their worth and value, even when they may not be able to do so themselves. By praying regularly for our relationships, we are actively investing in them. Finally, prayer gives us hope that things will get better if we just keep trusting God with all of our hearts. No matter how difficult or challenging a situation may seem at first glance, there is always hope that something good will come out of it if we continue praying faithfully. Main idea number 17. Praying for your spiritual growth is an important part of a healthy relationship with God. It can help to bring clarity and focus to our lives, as well as provide us with the strength and courage we need to face life's challenges. When we pray for our spiritual growth, it helps us to become more aware of God's presence in our lives and how He wants us to live. When praying for spiritual growth, it is important that we are honest about where we are at spiritually and what areas of our lives need improvement or transformation. We should also be open-minded when asking God for guidance on how best to grow spiritually. Asking Him questions such as, "What do you want me to learn?" or "How can I better serve you?" will help us gain insight into His plans for us. We should also remember that prayer isn't just about asking God for things, it's also about listening and being still before Him so that He can speak into our hearts. Taking time out each day specifically dedicated towards prayer allows us the opportunity to hear from Him more clearly than ever before. Finally, when praying for spiritual growth, don't forget the power of thanksgiving. Thanking God not only shows appreciation but reminds ourselves of all the blessings He has given us throughout life, no matter how small they may seem. Main idea number 18. Praying for your ministry is an important part of being a faithful servant of God. It can help to bring clarity and focus to the mission you have been called to fulfill. Praying for your ministry will also give you strength and courage in times of difficulty, as well as peace and joy when things are going well. When praying for your ministry, it's important to remember that God has already given you all the resources necessary to accomplish His will. Ask Him for guidance on how best to use those resources, so that He may be glorified through your work. Pray specifically about any challenges or opportunities that come up in the course of serving Him. It's also beneficial to pray regularly for those who serve alongside you in the ministry, for their protection, provision, health, and spiritual growth. Asking God's blessing upon them is a powerful way to show love and support. Finally, don't forget to thank God often for His faithfulness throughout this journey. Praise Him with gratitude for all He has done in bringing success and fulfillment into your life through this calling. Main idea number 19. Praying for your gifts and talents is a way to express gratitude to God for the unique abilities He has given you. It can help you recognize how special and valuable these gifts are, and how they can be used in service of Him. When we pray for our gifts and talents, it helps us stay focused on using them in ways that honor God. We can ask Him to give us wisdom as we use them, so that our efforts will bring glory to His name. When we pray for our gifts and talents, it also helps us remember that they come from God. This reminder encourages humility within ourselves. Instead of taking pride in what we have been blessed with, we acknowledge that all good things come from above. Praying for our gifts and talents allows us to remain humble while still recognizing their value. Finally, praying for your gifts and talents gives you an opportunity to thank God specifically for the blessings He has bestowed upon you. Asking Him to guide your steps as you use those blessings is a powerful way of expressing faith in His plan. Main idea number 20. Praying for your legacy is a way to express faith in God's plan for your life. It can be an act of humility, recognizing that you are not the one who will determine how your life will be remembered. Instead, it is trusting that God has something greater in store and asking Him to use you as part of His grand design. When we pray for our legacy, we are asking God to help us make a lasting impact on those around us. We want our lives to have meaning and purpose beyond ourselves. We want our actions and words to leave a positive mark on the world long after we're gone. Prayer can also bring peace and joy into our lives as we focus on what really matters, the eternal things rather than the temporal ones. Asking God to bless our legacies helps us stay focused on living out His purposes each day instead of getting caught up in worldly pursuits. So take some time today to pray for your legacy, for yourself, but also for those whose lives you touch now or may touch in the future. Ask God to use you as part of His great plan so that when all is said and done, He will receive glory from all generations because of what He did through you. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.